space today.
Center's two preschool teachers, Brandy Heppe and Shauna Pitarase, were named the Preschool Teachers of the Year during the annual two-day Early Childhood Conference the first weekend in March. They're back at work and surrounded by their students.
It was a big surprise. We had no idea we were even nominated for the award. And then when they called our name at the thing, we both were very, very shocked and surprised.
That's Brandy Heppe. She's worked at the center for 7 years and started off as a cook for the program, moving on to teacher's assistant. And she now works as the lead teacher for the 4 to 5 year olds. Pitarase has worked there for 3 years, and she teaches the 3 to 4 year olds. Both work with 10 to 12 kids each day, and the two were nominated for the award together because they work well together. Pitarase says they both took over their classrooms around the same time.
And so we've been kind of finding ourselves as teachers together, and then our personalities match perfectly. And so we do a lot of like our bigger projects together, field trips. You know, we've been transforming the backyard together. So it's really awesome to have someone on the same wavelength to do stuff with instead of kind of being your own island type thing. So it's fantastic.
After attending last year's conference, Pitarase wrote a grant for science, technology, engineering, and math education equipment and materials through the Petersburg Community Foundation. Pitarase says the two teachers plan to apply again for more grant funding and are incorporating the materials into the preschool day.
Yeah, absolutely. We have microscopes and we do science projects with them and simple stuff like, you know, getting different kinds of building blocks in the like engineering type stuff. You know, it seems like we wouldn't be because they're preschoolers, but absolutely the foundation for that is here. Yeah. And it's really fun. Like some of the ooey gooey icky stuff you get into with science projects is amazing.
Both point out the Children's Center is a state-funded preschool, not just a daycare facility, and the award recognizes the hard work they've put into their jobs. Heppe says it's a humbling award too.
Like she said, we're not doing this because of the money. We do it because we love what we do every day. We love seeing our children smile. We love just being here. That the award is just, I don't know, it just shows how much hard work we have really put into everything we do here.
The teachers were surprised by the award during a lunchtime ceremony at the conference with about 250 people attending from around Southeast. Terry Falter, the Children's Center director, nominated the two.
I nominated them because of their resourcefulness that they use in the classroom. We are a nonprofit, so we don't always have the funds to buy supplies and equipment to do things, but their imaginations take them anywhere. They get together and their ideas are unstoppable. I mean, they just keep going, and their creativity is really good, and the experiences they provide for the children is just phenomenal.
Falter says the award shows the quality of care that the center provides.
We had Fillmore Evenson last year get the award for school-age teacher. So 2 years in a row, we've came back from the conference with top honors for staff here at the Children's Center. So I think it says a lot about the job that they do here.
The Children's Center has 14 teachers and runs programs year-round. It's licensed for 42 kids. And averages 39 kids a day with a big waiting list. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. Hello.
You can play with puppets. Just put away what you're playing with. You can play with puppets too, Annabelle, if you want to. Just put away what you're playing with.